Welcome to the bestiary. As we travel through our collection of the fiercest foes in the realm, remember, exhibit barriers are for your protection. Never feed the exhibits, and please, no flash photography.
Ah, my leg!
On your way out, don't forget to visit the gift shop and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's meet our guides for today's exhibit, Bill and Troy.
Hello and welcome back to the Bestiary, where we are in our Final Fantasy VII season, and we are in Series 1, Episode 2, where we are going to be looking at the Mono Drive Sprite. Now, this guy is, he's a sprite.
He is indeed. No.
He is a sprite. He's
now,
kind of strange.
Right off the bat, we do have to decide here, right off the bat with the Mono Drive, are we going to start at the top or the bottom? Because there's things to talk about on both sides.
I want to start from the bottom. Okay, because right. He seems to be balanced on a big spike, which is like red and white stripes going up it, like circularly.
I imagine it's like a unicorn's horn that he's repossessed from a unicorn. We won't get into how, but it looks like he's balancing on the tip, or rather the tip of the unicorn's on the ground, and he's just kind of sitting on the backside of the unicorn horn.
Yeah, but it's kind of, I don't know if you have this out in the States, but we've got barbershops over here, and they normally have this thing outside, which is like red and white, and it spins round and round, and it's like the international symbol in the UK that's where you can go get a haircut. And he's kind of, it's that sort of colouring.
Is it pointed?
No, they're not pointed. It's normally like a cylinder, but it's that, but it comes to a sharp point. But he's kind
the
of like...
The pointed version would feel a little threatening to me.
But the body of this thing, like sitting on this weird spike, is like a green type of plant octopus thing, but it's only got four legs.
A plant octopus. Yeah, that's pretty much right on the money there. He's green. He's got a little bit of a blue tint kind of at the joints of his legs there.
Yeah, in the middle.
And it definitely looks like he's going to kind of spread out his legs as the battle ensues.
Yeah, if I remember rightly, he sort of like flaps his legs in and out like a jellyfish. And sort of hovers in the middle.
Flaps is the most accurate verb for that.
Cool. And then it sort of comes up to this weird like purple head.
Yeah, just on top of the octopus leg joints, there's a big orangish, reddish, pinkish, not orangish at all. I don't know why I started with that one.
Yeah, it's kind of like rouge. It's rouge with little hints of blue, like it's kind of pinkish, a little bit more purpley towards the left. And then really red on the
definitely
right.
Not orange.
No.
It's a sphere, or as closest to a sphere as we get in Final Fantasy VII. And then it's got some smaller tentacly bits kind of running off the back of that.
Yeah, that's it really. It's kind of like a weird, gross plant jellyfish sitting on top of a red spike.
That's pretty much what the Mono Drive is. So that concludes our visual section of the bestiary here, which means it's time to move on to strategy with our strategy expert, Bill. Bill, how do we beat this thing?
So really, when you come up against this, it's one of the more difficult enemies in the area. And the best thing to really do is to just hit it until it dies. Just beat it to death.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
My name's Tyler, and I host the podcast Too Young for This Hit, where I watch movies I've never seen before with guests who love them.
So what kind of movies do we watch? We watch mostly like classics movies, you know, like
Escape from New York,
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure,
Alien,
Wayne's World, Party Time, Excellent,
Aliens,
Smokey and the Bandit,
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
In addition to talking about movies, we also talk about cats. A lot. For pretty much no reason. You can find Too Young for This Hit and tons of other great podcasts at probablywork.com.